Oh, you're such a gentleman. Pardon me. It's a bit stuffy in here. Could you open one of the windows for me? My paws can only do so much, I'm afraid. Thank you, dear. That's much better. Oh, I like this view. You can even see the lights from the train station from here. And it's not nearly as noisy as the city center either. You can see where you chose this inn. Or was it because you liked the cute receptionist girl and her lemur demon? I'm just kidding, dear. There's no need to be so uptight. Had you really been interested in her, I think I'd have felt it. He seemed like a useful companion to have, though, scampering up to get the room key off the wall for her. Even though she was nice, though, he was staring at us the entire time. Do you think he sensed something different about us? Well, I suppose so. Maybe we just act differently around each other compared to other people with their demons, because we're still so new to all of this. I thought it was odd, but I wouldn't concern myself with it. There were so many other people walking around the city center with their demons, though. I felt like I had to glue myself to your leg so I wouldn't crash into other people or lose you. It was so loud, too. My ears are still ringing a bit. Well, should we go sit down for a while? This is actually a cozy looking room. It's quite big, too. The bed looks plenty big for the both of us. Not that I think we need a big bed or anything. You know, it's been such a busy day with everything that's happened. And since we've been traveling nearly all day on that train, this is the first time we've actually been alone together since I materialized from you. Yes, that feels so nice. You knew I wanted my head padded just for me wishing it. Well, despite feeling like I've just woken up from a very long sleep, I'm quite tired, and I can feel you are too. It seems we truly do feel and share each other's emotions. Though I imagine experiencing this is particularly new and interesting to you. I think that witch may well have been right when she said that I was the first demon formed from a human after birth. Instead of being born with a human, I mean, as all demons have been. And based on how you've been pretending not to look at me all day with that smile on your face, I can tell you're quite happy with my settled form. I've been feeling prideful emotions from you all day. Oh, come on. No need to deny it. Besides, the more you stare at me, the happier I feel anyway. And I don't blame you either. I'm quite beautiful, aren't I? You see? I thank you so much for my beautiful fur. Besides, I can somehow feel when your intention is focused directly on me. I'm still having a hard time wrapping my mind around the idea that you're actually from a different world, though. I do have a complete understanding of everything that you are, but at the same time, I know so little about you in terms of your life and where you're from. I suppose that just comes from the fact that I didn't grow up with you from when you were a baby. Although I would have very much liked to see you as one. I know you would have been absolutely adorable. And that's just all the more reason you're going to have to tell me every single detail of your life now. How adorable. I can feel your cheeks getting red. Well, there's no real reason to be embarrassed, darling. Though, I suppose I am much more confident compared to you. But, you know, confidence is something that you've already had inside you. I just don't think you realized it. And so now it's inside of me. Really, though, I can feel how tired you are, even if you won't admit it. The witch told us we may feel this way until our souls have gotten more used to being in this state. It's a drastic change after all. So, I think I'll get settled on the bed. You can sit for a while more if you want. I'll go jump on the bed and get a spot nice and warm for you. Ow. Oh, ow, that really hurts. Ow, what is this pain? I know the witch told us not to separate this far. It would be really bad for us. But I didn't think it would feel like this. Ow, 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 ow. I can't stand it. It's okay, we're all right now. We're together. Words can't express how sorry I am, darling. So please, try to feel how sorry I am instead. Oh, I really shouldn't have done that without thinking. I suppose I'm still learning myself. I can act impulsively compared to you. I know how cautious you naturally are with everything. But that feeling of us moving apart, it felt like something between us was desperately grabbing at us. Like a string wrapped around my heart was suddenly being pulled tighter and tighter. Like it was breaking. It hurt. I never want to feel that sensation again. From now on, I don't think we should ever go more than a few feet from each other. Here, dear. Relax your arms so I can properly get closer to you. That's better. Now I can feel your heart racing. Can you feel mine too? They're beating next to each other, almost in the exact same rhythm. Just try to breathe and calm down. I will too. There we go. I'm feeling better. I just want us to be like this at the end of every day from now on. There it is again. Don't you what me? I can feel every emotion you do, so you can't hide it. Ever since we first met this morning, even at this moment after we've calmed down, I've been feeling this emotion of fear far deep inside you. I know the fear isn't directed at me or anything, or anything else around us, but I also know that it does have to do with me. Listen, we may be able to feel each other's emotions and share each other's pain and happiness, everything, but we still can't read each other's minds. At least not yet. So, if there's something bothering you, I'll know about it. But if you don't tell me, I'll never know the reason for it. I'll always do what I can to cheer you up, protect you, and help you. I'll even make myself happy when you're sad, knowing those emotions will help make you feel happy as well. But I can't help the source of your pain unless you tell me what's wrong. Listen, I'm your demon, yours. Until the day you die, and after you die, I'll always be with you. A demon stays with their human for eternity, and eternity is how long I'll be by your side. So please, no matter what it is, or when, just tell me when something's on your mind. I'll never think any less of you for it, no matter what it is. Because you are you. And I'll always love you more than life itself. So that's what it is. That fear in you does feel much like the fear that I felt when I moved away from you. The fear of being alone, of being separated, losing each other. Like every inch of my being wanted to claw its way back to you. You clearly felt the same thing, given the way you ran to me. Well, I completely understand that fear, but I assure you I'm certainly not going to leave you. Remember what that witch said to us before we left? About how we're connected, even in death? And that connection will always remain? How, when you die, I will die as well? And if I die, just the same for you? I know that idea may seem morbid, but try to take comfort in it. If something were to happen to me, you wouldn't be left alone, because, well, you'd be dead as well. And as cruel as it may sound, we both know it's the truth when I say it would be best. Because I believe the same for myself as well. To imagine a world without you next to me is not something I can want or even comprehend. I would have no purpose left in this world, and would, without a doubt, rather be dead as well. Sorry if that all sounded a bit sadistic and sad. Though, remember, although I guess everything that I am came from you, so in a way these somewhat sadistic feelings are yours. To think my human would have such a dangerously obsessive and sadistic side to himself. What else have you been hiding from me? Any other weird thoughts or interest I should be aware of at this moment? I'm glad that got you to laugh. But in all seriousness, I'm here for you now, and for real. Feel my soft fur against your skin, my warm body, my heart beating against your chest. All of it is yours, as much as it is mine. And it always will be. And it's not like I haven't been there for you before I came into this world. This whole time, I've always been inside of you. I just wasn't really aware of myself. Yourself? This is making my head hurt just thinking about it. Now then, I want you to lay back for a moment. Go on, you heard me. It'll only take a moment, but I need to be sure there's a clear understanding between us now. Good, like that. I'm putting my paws on your chest so you'll stay until I say so, if you don't mind. Good. Because I want to be sure you understand this from now on. I don't want any more feelings of fear or worry from before. So I want you to say these simple words to me. You are mine, and only mine. What was that? Does my human have voice problems that I'm not aware of? Your mouth moved, but I heard nothing. Your voice seems to work just fine. See? Listen. You are my human, and I am your demon. That's how things are, and always shall be. Now say it. But this time I want you to say it. Not just say it. I know you know what I mean. and I won't let you move until you do. I can stand on you like this all night if I must. I really felt those emotions when you said that. All of your emotions of love and possessiveness, desire and longing, everything. It felt so delicious. Good then. Everything you say to me should have your true emotions behind them. Just like that. Now, I understand it'll be a hard habit to break from before we met, where you were used to keeping your thoughts and feelings to yourself. But that stops at this moment. No more keeping thoughts or feelings locked up inside. That beautiful, precious, beating thing here. Promise? I'll hold myself to that as well. You have my word. Now roll back over and open those strong arms so I can get back in. I don't like standing over you like this. This feels so good. The difference between now and when you were holding your emotions back is so big. It's making me feel dizzy. It feels like a river flowing through me, compared to a slow trickle. It will take some time to get used to how intense this is. I knew you were infatuated with me before, but to feel emotions this intense just from holding me? I have no words. But I don't need them, do I? Oh, you know, that witch told us it was rather rare for demons to speak to other humans. But I'm not sure I'll ever speak to other humans at all. Ever. Speaking to other demons, perhaps. But I don't feel that I'll ever have the need or want to speak to another human. There's nothing I would ever have to say to them. Unless I'm protecting you, of course. Although, perhaps it's also because I'm selfish. Though, perhaps also because I'm a little selfish and think that you're the only one who deserves to hear my voice. But to think of someone else touching me, or me touching somebody else, somebody besides you putting their hands on my fur, the thought just makes me sick. Make no mistake, though, I will do absolutely anything to protect you. Even if it meant a whole crowd of hands grabbing at my fur, nothing would keep me from being separated from you. I pity the fool who would try to get between you and I. Sorry, I know you're right. I have to remember that there's just two of us, and our emotions are more intense now than they were before. I swear, though, at some moments it feels like we're one person. And, of course, it's not as if I'll prevent you from speaking or interacting with anyone. You can speak to whomever you wish. But if you happen to come across somebody I deem suspicious or non-trustworthy, I will let you know. And make it clear to them to be very careful. That aside, I do hope you make many new friends in this world. And I hope that I do as well. That is, unless, of course, the day comes where you happen to find a wife. Then she may be lucky enough to hear me speak. And perhaps I would even allow her to pat me every now and then. If I was positive that she was good enough for you, that is. Oh, you think I would be jealous of another woman being interested in you? No, not a chance at all. Even the relationship between a husband and wife can't come close in comparison to one between a human and their demon. As nice as I'm sure relationships and marriages can be, I know that they do not transcend life and time itself, the way ours does. And no woman could ever hope to compare to me anyway. Besides, you don't hold back your emotions about me anymore, so I can feel it all. And I would honestly be afraid for a woman's safety if you somehow felt stronger emotions to her than you did to me. Of course, her demon would have to be one that I don't find particularly suspicious or inadequate. A human's demon reflects who they are, after all. I don't care how pretty she is. If you think for one moment I'll allow you to marry a woman who has something like a praying mantis demon, well then I. But one step at a time. For a long time yet, just focusing on us is all I think should matter. This is the first time you've ever felt so calm and relaxed, isn't it? Just listening to each other's breathing. I think feeling our hearts beating against each other has become a personal favorite of mine. I wonder what we'll get up to tomorrow. I'm sure there's much of this world you want to explore. And I may like to explore your world someday. Though, no rules about touching other people's demons exist in your world, since people don't have demons, do they? I think that would be lonely. Everyone should have a demon. Dear, try to listen for a moment, then you can sleep. So, I'm sure you felt scared when I moved so far away from you and you ran to me. I could feel how scared you were, too. But, you know, you were still the one who came to my rescue before I came to yours. You could have just kept sitting there in fear until I came for you, but you didn't. You may not think so, but I think that takes huge amounts of courage and strength. You moved under such fear and such great pain. And you had the strength to act before I did. I would never think of you as a coward, ever. And I know that I say I'll always protect you, which I will. But when you ran to me like that, you felt like a hero to me. My hero. Not blaming me for my mistake or being angry with me. Just coming to protect me. I'll never forget that. So, thank you, love. Oh, that reminds me. I think that witch mentioned that humans and demons share each other's dreams. So you better not go dreaming anything naughty about that girl. Well, whether it be naughty or adventurous, I'll be there watching the whole thing. So either way, at least make it interesting for me. And more importantly, enjoy yourself. But if you ever have any bad dreams, I'll be there to protect you as well. Sleep well, my dearest boy. I'll always be here, watching over you. I love you so, so much. Good night.